KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a slight chance of showers this afternoon, a high around 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue Tuesday afternoon released additional information with regard to an incident involving a gun that took place the afternoon of April 3rd at the Dollar General store. Hogue said that upon reviewing the incident and in-store video, County Attorney Vanessa Strasdas determined that 45-year-old Jephthah Vestal of Atlantic was the initial aggressor and that Vestal acted in a manner that would cause a reasonable person to feel threatened with imminent violence. Strasdas also determined that the person who displayed the gun was acting within his rights under Iowa statutes regarding self-defense and defense of others. Lieutenant Hogue said, fortunately, the situation quickly de-escalated with no injuries. Jephthah Vestal was charged with disorderly conduct, a simple misdemeanor. A man riding a motorcycle died Tuesday evening during a collision with an SUV in Page County. The Iowa State Patrol had not yet released the name of the victim, who was riding a 2013 Harley-Davidson cycle. The accident happened at around 5:15 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 2 and C Avenue. Authorities say a 1997 GMC Jimmy, driven by 72-year-old Michael Gene Flynn of Shenandoah, was traveling eastbound on Highway 2 and approaching C Avenue. Flynn slowed to turn left onto C Avenue, and the eastbound cycle behind him braked hard and went left of center as the SUV was turning. The cycle broadsided the SUV on the driver's side, causing the operator of the cycle to suffer fatal injuries. The driver of the SUV was not hurt. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two people were injured when a pickup collided with a backhoe Tuesday afternoon east of Red Oak. That happened around Highway 34 and 200 Street at 3:10 p.m. Authorities say an investigation determined the operator of a 1999 Case 580 Super L backhoe, 65-year-old Arthur D. Peterson, was traveling east on Highway 34 and was preparing to enter the lane to travel east onto 200 Street. A 2000 Dodge Dakota pickup driven by 46-year-old Matthew Newton of Omaha was also traveling eastbound. Newton told authorities the backhoe entered the roadway in front of him and he braked but was unable to avoid striking the rear of the machine with the left front of the pickup. Newton and his female passenger were transported to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The pickup sustained about $2,500 damage and was considered a total loss. There was no damage to the backhoe, which is registered to C&J Construction. Arthur Peterson was not injured during the accident, which remains under investigation. Authorities say a citation may follow completion of that investigation. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man from Bedford was arrested Monday on a Page County warrant for driving under suspension. 44-year-old Nathaniel Gene Teeters was a passenger in a vehicle that was stopped by the Page County deputies about 2 miles southwest of Clarinda. Teeters was transported to the Page County Sheriff's Office and held on a $300 bond. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a dial-in or electronic meeting, if you will, at 9 a.m. today. On their agenda is discussion and or action on homestead and military disallowances, tax credits, and Adair County Fair Board TIF or Tax Increment Financing Project Addition, and discussion with regard to letters complaining about the wind turbine noise. Adair County Engineer will then present his regular activities report and discuss their social media policy and Secondary Roads Facebook page. The final item of discussion pertains to an update on COVID-19. Persons wanting to attend the meeting electronically must call 605-313-6157 and use the access code 526-272-pound or hashtag for the younger generation. The CAM School Board will hold a special meeting via Zoom at 4:30 p.m. today. On their agenda is discussion of and approval of a resolution for the extension of employee pay through the pandemic and of continuing learning opportunities as per the governor's directive. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig said Tuesday, our food pantries in Cass County continue to adjust to offer safe services as we face COVID-19. Brigham said beginning tomorrow, April 9th, the Atlantic Pantry is asking people to drive through the pantry. Cars are asked to line up on 4th Street west of the pantry and someone will be directing traffic. Check out the latest information on all four main pantries in Cass County in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And Cass County Health System officials yesterday announced increased visitor limitations are now in effect at all CCHS facilities. Measures being enacted to protect the health of patients, staff, volunteers, and visitors, and to proactively limit the spread of COVID-19. Effective immediately, laboring mothers, end-of-life patients, and pediatric patients, along with outpatients, can have only one essential support person with them. Those essential support persons must be 18 years of age or older and in good health, and will be screened at the entrance before being allowed to proceed. If that person does not pass the screening questions, then an alternate support person can take their place. All other visitors, family members, and friends are encouraged to use technology to keep in contact with their loved ones while at the facilities. In the funeral announcements, Sonny Hatfield, age 96, of Atlantic, has died at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Private family graveside services were held in Des Moines, and a celebration of life for Sonny Hatfield will be held later this summer. Roland Funeral Services assisting the family. Geraldine Jerry Ward, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Caring Acres in Oneida. A celebration of life service for Geraldine Jerry Ward will be at a later date at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Gwendolyn Dolch, age 95, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A graveside service for Gwendolyn Dolch will be held with the family only present at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Donald Booman, age 90, of Harlan, died Sunday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A memorial mass for Donald Booman will be at a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Judith Carl Nissen, age 84, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Services for Judith Nissen will be held at a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.